Welcome to today's episode, where we explore the fascinating world of quantum computing with Israeli startup Qedma, which has just secured a whopping $26 million in funding, with none other than IBM joining the round. Let's dive into what this means for the future of quantum technologies.
Qedma is really making waves in the quantum computing space. Their focus is on error mitigation software, which is crucial because quantum computers, despite their incredible potential, are notorious for errors. Their main software, QSM, helps suppress errors by analyzing noise patterns, which is a game changer for the industry.
That's intriguing. How does Qedma's approach differ from other quantum computing efforts, especially with giants like Google and IBM in the mix?
Great question. While companies like Google are focusing on hardware advancements, Qedma is tackling the software side. IBM's investment shows their confidence in Qedma's unique approach. IBM is also working on a fault-tolerant quantum computer by 2029, and partnering with Qedma could accelerate this timeline.
It sounds like Qedma's work could have far-reaching implications. What does this mean for industries like finance and drug discovery?
Absolutely. The potential is huge. Quantum computing can revolutionize these fields by solving complex problems much faster than classical computers. Qedma's error mitigation could make these applications more viable, bringing us closer to breakthroughs in areas like material science and more.
Now, let's shift gears to the AI stage at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, where Mei Habib, CEO of Writer, is set to share her insights on AI's role in content creation.
Mei Habib is a leading voice in the AI transformation across industries. At TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, she will discuss how enterprises are operationalizing AI at scale, a timely topic given the rapid adoption of AI technologies in sectors like financial services and e-commerce.
What makes Writer's AI platform stand out in such a competitive market?
Writer's platform is used by major companies like Uber and Intuit to transform mission-critical operations. Their AI agent platform is designed to enhance productivity and efficiency, which is why it's gaining traction across various sectors.
It'll be interesting to see how her insights influence the future of AI in enterprises. Speaking of future strategies, Kristen Kraft is bringing fresh fundraising approaches to TechCrunch All Stage.
Kristen Kraft is set to lead a discussion on the evolving venture capital landscape. Her session, It's Not 2021 Anymore, will guide founders through new norms in VC funding, focusing on investor expectations and business model scrutiny.
How has the fundraising landscape changed since 2021?
The market now demands more accountability and clearer roadmaps from startups. Kraft's insights will be invaluable for founders navigating these changes, emphasizing sustainable growth over unchecked expansion.
Next, let's discuss Castellion's ambitious $350 million Series B funding to scale their hypersonic missile business.
Castellion, led by former SpaceX executives, is making significant strides in the defense sector. Their Series B round, led by Lightspeed Venture Partners, aims to transform hypersonic missile production, a challenging market for non-traditional players.
What challenges do they face in breaking into the defense market?
The defense market is heavily regulated and dominated by established players. Castellion's innovative approach and backing from major investors could help them overcome these barriers and drive technological advancements.
Now, let's talk about Pinwheel's new smartwatch for kids that includes an AI chatbot.
Pinwheel's smartwatch is designed to keep kids connected safely. It features parental controls, GPS tracking, and an AI chatbot, all without access to social media or the internet, priced at $160 with a $15 monthly subscription.
How does this product address parents' concerns about online safety?
The smartwatch provides a secure way for kids to communicate while giving parents peace of mind with its management tools and restricted internet access, making it a practical alternative to smartphones.
In cybersecurity news, the notorious ransomware gang Hunters International has announced its shutdown.
Hunters International posted on their dark web page that they're closing operations, offering free decryption keys to victims. This move is notable in the ongoing fight against cybercrime.
Why would they offer decryption keys for free?
It's unclear, but it could be a strategic retreat due to increasing law enforcement pressure or internal issues. This development marks a significant shift in the ransomware landscape.
Switching to event news, TechCrunch Allstage is bringing back early launch prices for a limited time.
TechCrunch is offering discounted passes for their upcoming Allstage event. Founders can attend for $155 and investors for $250, providing access to valuable insights and networking opportunities.
Why is this pricing strategy significant?
It makes the event more accessible to startups and entrepreneurs, encouraging participation and fostering innovation in the tech community.
In the fintech space, Stripe's first employee has made headlines by acquiring a bank.
Dara Buckley, founder of Increase, has acquired a significant stake in Twin City Bank, marking a notable intersection of fintech and traditional banking. This move could reshape fintech's role in the banking sector.
What does this acquisition mean for the fintech industry?
It highlights the growing trend of fintech companies moving into traditional banking spaces, potentially leading to more integrated financial services and innovation in banking practices.
Now, let's discuss the mixed reactions to Thread's new direct messaging feature.
Thread's introduction of DMs has sparked user backlash, particularly from women concerned about harassment. Users are requesting the option to opt out entirely, highlighting privacy and safety concerns.
Why is this feature controversial despite being common on other platforms?
Thread's users valued the platform's previous lack of DMs as a safety feature. The addition of DMs without opt-out options raises concerns about user control and safety.
In energy news, the final GOP bill has been criticized for undermining renewables while supporting nuclear and geothermal projects.
The bill reduces incentives for solar, wind, and clean hydrogen while preserving some benefits for nuclear and geothermal. This shift could impact the energy sector's transition to sustainable sources.
What are the potential implications of this legislative change?
It could slow the growth of renewable energy projects, affecting the industry's progress towards sustainability goals and potentially increasing reliance on traditional energy sources.
At TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, Nikola Todorovic from Wonder Dynamics will be featured on the AI stage.
Nikola Todorovic, co-founder of Wonder Dynamics, will discuss their AI platform that integrates 3D characters into live-action schemes. This innovation simplifies complex processes for filmmakers, enhancing creativity and efficiency.
How does this platform impact the film industry?
By automating tasks like lighting and animation, it allows filmmakers to focus on storytelling, potentially reducing production costs and time while expanding creative possibilities.
In leadership news, Ilya Sutskever will lead Safe Superintelligence following the CEO's exit.
Ilya Sutskever, co-founder of OpenAI, is stepping up as CEO of Safe Superintelligence. This leadership change comes amid reports of Meta's interest in acquiring the AI startup, which is valued at $32 billion.
What does this leadership shift mean for Safe Superintelligence?
Sutskever's leadership could steer the company towards new innovations in AI safety, maintaining its independence and focus on developing responsible AI technologies.
Let's move on to environmental concerns surrounding xAI's data center operations.
xAI's Memphis data center has been granted an air permit to run 15 turbines, but satellite images show 24 on site, raising concerns about pollution and regulatory oversight.
Why is there controversy over the number of turbines?
The discrepancy suggests potential violations of environmental regulations, prompting scrutiny from environmental groups and highlighting the need for stricter oversight.
Meta's new AI superintelligence effort has drawn comparisons to its failed metaverse initiative.
Mark Zuckerberg's vision for AI superintelligence aims to revolutionize personal AI use, but critics see parallels to the overhyped metaverse, questioning the feasibility and impact of such ambitious projects.
What lessons can Meta learn from its metaverse experience?
Meta needs to manage expectations and focus on practical applications to avoid repeating past mistakes, ensuring that their AI initiatives deliver real value to users.
Finally, RFK Jr.'s plan to integrate AI into various sectors has sparked controversy.
RFK Jr. proposes an AI revolution in the Department of Health and Human Services, but experts warn of potential negative outcomes due to the lack of regulation and oversight, particularly in sensitive areas like healthcare.
What are the potential risks of this AI integration?
Without proper regulation, AI could exacerbate existing issues in healthcare, leading to misuse of technology and undermining public trust in scientific consensus.